Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Border to Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, the award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Hooray! Get up. Hey! Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, broadcasting live. In the Lakeland University studios, Lakeland University now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. I want to get into the Packers schedule. I just saw something that I guess I didn't realize. So there's only one NFL team that does not have a primetime game this year. Do you know who that is, Gary?
No. Tell me who it is, Steve.
The Lions. And they made an eye emoji or whatever. Is that right or am I wrong on that?
What, do you count Thanksgiving?
No.
Okay, then no.
No. They do not have a primetime game. So for me, I thought that was the deal. I thought everybody was guaranteed, or at least when it started, I thought everybody was guaranteed one primetime game, and that was kind of part of the deal with Thursday Night Football was you'd either be on Thursday night, Sunday night, or Monday night, but everybody got at least one. And now it appears the Lions don't have any. Like, well, do you think they just made a mistake and forgot about Detroit? Do you think it was on purpose? Like, I feel like they just screwed up and made a mistake.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the bylaws are. It's not surprising that they don't.
I'm not saying they deserve it, but the Giants don't deserve it. There's several teams that don't deserve it.
Well, they may think that Thanksgiving is a primetime game. Yeah. You don't.
No, it's a day game. It's not a primetime game.
But it's on. But it's on Thursday.
It was on Thursday. It's on Thanksgiving. So maybe they.
That's
think.
That's lame. If that's well, they're I'm out just, on
I'm
this.
Just, I'm just saying. What you think? And what they think are maybe two different things.
Well, what do you think?
I think Thanksgiving is a primetime game.
You do?
Thanksgiving. Yes, it is. Because if you think how many games are being played on that day?
Three.
Yeah. So mostly you have everybody else in the NFL looking at you.
I guess.
At least because I played in that game. At least that's what it used to be about.
Yeah. All right. Fine. If I was a Lions fan, I'd be hot. But either way, I mean, I get it.
They probably want another one.
Maybe that's how the NFL looks at it. All right, yeah. So here is the Packers' schedule, which I'm sure most of you have already looked at and kind of glanced over. What we want to know is give us one positive and one negative
that you took away from this Packers schedule. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network. Week one in Minnesota. We started in Minnesota before. In Minnesota, 325 kick, 9/11 of all days. So that is week one, Sunday, 9/11, which I believe is also the Giannis Brewer bobblehead giveaway, correct? At American Family Field, Montego?
Yep,
right?
You are correct.
Yeah. Okay, so that's week one.
How about that?
Yeah. And the only reason I remember that is because I remember it being a 9/11 giveaway and saying to Rick Schlesinger, oh, that's cool. Maybe it'll be some type of 9/11-like giveaway. And at that point, he wouldn't say what it was, and it's being Giannis in a Brewers jersey because it makes sense. Week two, 9/18 Sunday, prime time against the Bears. I think this is dumb. I don't like it at all. I think it's stupid. You have other games that should be in prime time on this schedule. It shouldn't be the Bears. And I get it. Longest running rivalry in football. Oh, absolutely. It's Packers, Bears. Got to have it. To be fair, you all back in the 80s playing the Bears on Monday Night Football probably shouldn't have happened.
You're right.
But the difference is you all had some entertainment value to you. Right, you didn't know what the Packers were going to do, Forrest Gregg against Ditka's Packers, and what kind of crazy antics would happen. So at least there was an entertainment factor there of we didn't know what could possibly occur. This here, there is no entertainment value on the Chicago Bears side of things right now. Nothing other than Justin Fields, if you're going to say that's the selling point.
Well, it's not the selling point, but it is the selling point. So what you get, you're right. The longest running rivalry in all of National Football League. So they throw that up there. And they get to show you Justin Fields. Maybe he's a new and upcoming quarterback, which the NFL most desperately need some more new quarterbacks coming down the pike here. So they get to showcase him a little bit too in that. So, yeah, I don't have a issue with that at all.
You know, that's the other thing about this is the very next week, this is where I get mad. That should have been prime time. Brady Rodgers at Tampa.
How do you see the 325 games?
As the best afternoon game available.
How do you see the 12 o'clock games?
As the least attractive games on the schedule.
So the 325 games, to me, you're
the best of what's not on prime time.
Yeah, okay.
The best of what's not on prime time.
So we're great.
Right, okay. That's how I view it.
Yeah,
okay.
We're great.
Yes.
I bet you Fox... Each network gets to protect one game a year. I bet you that's the game they protect.
Maybe.
Protected.
Yeah. I mean, that very well could
be. That's why it's at 325.
One game every year, you're saying?
One game each
network.
Not
one game a week.
Nope. One game, I believe it's each one game network. A year because then they can flex and switch out.
Right.
From network to network.
If that's what it is, then that kind of makes sense. But I'd much rather watch Brady Rodgers in prime time in Tampa than watch Rodgers and Justin Fields, with all due respect to Bears fans.
Agreed. I mean...
So that was the first thing when I looked at the schedule last night that I saw was like, come on. Yeah. So you get 325. That's fine. Positive. No Buck and Aikman. Very happy. So that'll be week three. Week four, coming off of that game, Belichick and the Patriots at Lambeau. I have no idea what to expect from New England, to be honest. I mean, you know they're going to be decent. They're not going to be a bad football team. So I don't know if that's going to necessarily be an overly difficult matchup. But depending on how this offense is going early on in the season, it could be a problem because we know Belichick's defenses normally are pretty good, Gary.
Yeah, and they always give everybody fits, and they always give Aaron Rodgers fits. So we'll see what they come up with. I don't know if the Patriots are the most talented team in the AFC. Well, I know that they're not, but it's still always that Belichick, that the Belichick factor, the outlier. It's just always going to be a competitive game.
Yeah, no question. Week five. Again, still no bye week, obviously. It's early in the season. Week five. So you go from Patriots, then you jump on a bird, and you head to London to take on the Giants with an 8:30 Central kick in week five on October 9th, Gary.
Yeah, and I wonder when they're going to leave for that. I wonder how they do that.
I would assume day.
Do they leave after Monday? Do they get on a plane Monday and just try to get there and try to get acclimated?
I would. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do, but I would.
Yeah, I would too. And that's going to be a tough game. I mean, tough game coming off the New England game and then flying all the way over there for that Giants. Giants team is not as what they used to be. I mean, they're not very good. So it's a game that they should win. But, you know, when you're traveling that far like that, it takes a toll on your body.
No question. So that's the Giants. Now, this is where the part of the schedule comes up that the Packers had a call in. And that is, they very easily could have said, we'd like our bye week after London. And the Packers said, no, we're good. We'll wait. So once they said, we'll wait, then they could put it wherever they wanted after that. So then they come home to take on the Jets. So you go Giants to Jets. Now, the good news is neither one of those teams probably will be all that good.
Yeah.
More than likely. I mean, you expect some type of progression from Zach Wilson in year two of that offense with LaFleur, I would think. But they're still a ways away from being a true contender one way or the other, probably for the postseason. So it's not like you come back home and you have to face Brady and the Buccaneers. That would have been horrendous.
Right. So you get the Jets.
So I'm fine with that. Yeah. So that's a noon kick, as it should be. Then week 7 at the Washington Commanders, another noon kick. Again, another relatively should be fairly decent game. Commanders defense has been okay, but we'll see. Then it gets tough. Then October 30th, primetime game, Sunday night at Buffalo at Josh Allen.
Woo-hoo.
I like he. That's going to be a game.
I like he.
I like he. That's going to be a game.
I can't. Now, you talk about some of the teams on their schedule and so many games on their schedule. I'm looking forward to that game in Buffalo at night, Sunday night game. Looking forward to it.
Halloween.
Well, yeah, it would be the day before Halloween.
Yeah, right. October 30th. Yes.
Right. But the good news for me about this is it's not late in the year. October 30th, I'm assuming no snow in Buffalo. So that, you know, for me, when I see Buffalo, I don't want blowing sideways snow, right?
No.
So that's early enough where relative to Green Bay, the weather will probably be similar and it won't be that big of a deal and no snow.
Right.
So I'm good with that. Then after that, you go to Detroit to take on the hapless Lions, a noon start there the following week. That's good. A little bit of a breather after Josh Allen. And then another game that should have been in prime time. That's not. A 3:25 kick against McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys at Lambeau.
Can you do me a favor? That November 13th weekend, who's on Thursday night that week?
All right, hold on. Let me.
What games? Just for giggles here, if you can.
Yeah, I can go to week 13. Let's see, week 13. Boom, shakalaka.
Actually,
here we
go. 10.
All right. What is it?
Week 10, I believe.
Oh, week 10. Yeah, I did the wrong week. You're right. All right. Week 10. Boom, shakalaka. All right, week 10. We have Falcons at Panthers.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Thursday night?
Thursday night, Falcons at Panthers, yes. Sunday night football, Chargers at Niners.
Okay, that could be good.
Monday night football, Washington at Philly. Right, yeah. O'clock games that afternoon, Colts at Raiders on CBS.
Yeah.
And then the other Fox game is Cardinals at Rams.
Yeah. Something's not right there.
Cardinals at Rams should have been the main 3:25 Fox game. And then that Packer-Cowboy game should have been the game probably either Sunday night or Monday night.
Agreed.
If I'm the Packers, I don't want McCarthy on a Thursday. And if I'm McCarthy, I don't want to go to Green Bay for a Thursday game.
No, he doesn't.
So let me avoid all of that if at all possible and get away from that. But that should have been a primetime game.
Yes.
There's no question. I mean, especially if you just hear LaVoy.
Well, the games you just talked about now.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
But see, that's another thing. Atlanta doesn't deserve a primetime game.
They don't.
They've been horrible. And they've got Mariota at quarterback or whatever. Carolina, what have they done to deserve a primetime game?
Right.
That's the type of stuff I mean. So when you sit there and you look at Dallas or Detroit, I mean, that doesn't make any sense. All right, so that's 10 weeks of the schedule. Give us a positive and a negative for the Packers schedule this year. Dial it up, the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. You can also tweet us as well at Big Show Network. We'll come back, continue on with the schedule next here on the Wendy's Big Show. And don't forget, Bucks Celtics tonight. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small Frosty. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win, so act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. See Sparky Pfeiffer. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler is here. Yes, he is. We broadcast live from the Lakeland University studios. Lakeland University now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. Talking about the Packers schedule that was released last night through 10 weeks of the schedule currently. Getting ready to go to week number 11. It'll give us a positive and a negative from the Packers schedule for you Packer fans. Van Horn direct toll-free talk line 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Week 10 was against the Dallas Cowboys, where we left off. Week 11 now, after the Cowboys, Gary, you get short turnaround, and you have a Thursday night primetime game against Tennessee at Lambeau Field.
Well, I mean, you know that's going to be a physical game with Derrick Henry coming to town if he's healthy. And you are coming off probably a very physical game against Dallas, but at least it's is that a short week for them? So is it Sunday?
Yeah,
Thursday. Yeah. So I mean that's a quick turnaround for them with a very big game before that.
Yeah, no question. And see, and that's the thing too, Leroy, with these Thursday night games. And you guys didn't have Thursday night games back when you played, obviously. Is these short turnarounds? Depending on the team that you're playing before the team you're going to play, and the physicality of both those football teams really kind of dictate kind of what that Thursday night game is probably going to look like.
I don't care. I'll play every day, man. Who cares? Thursday, Monday.
Lord.
Easy, hard. Super Bowl. What week is that? What week is the Super Bowl? Cover that. What week? Is this what week is the Super Bowl? That's what I want to know.
Week 12, the Packers and the Eagles.
Hey, Leroy
Butler. Hold on for a minute. Hey, if you a Packer fan,
in the studio.
If you a Packer fan,
maybe I oversold that a little.
Leroy Butler.
You playing along with Steve and Gary.
You don't have to play along. You could just sit there. We'll go over the rest of the schedule.
Man, I ain't even said nothing yet. I'm telling you, they don't want 13 games every year since LaFleur been in the building, right? Is that a fact that we need to look it up? This man broke Seifert's record. We'll care about these games. Super Bowl. Now, if y'all want to do, got your pen and paper.
No, we don't have to. We'll go back to the box.
Nobody's got pen and paper.
I'm not talking about y'all. It's other people listening. It's just y'all.
We can talk Bucks.
It's just like y'all said for the draft. It's Christmas. Gary releasing photos of him and one of the dogs. One of them he liked more than the other, which is not fair. But I'm going to say this. I don't care what they get in the playoff, get to the Super Bowl. Now, I know what I'm trying to do, and I'm a hypocrite. I'm trying to fast forward to the end of the movie, because I've seen how this movie ends.
12 wins, Steve.
Win all these games.
But we're not asking win or losses. We're just asking you the schedule. Yeah. Do you like the schedule or not? How about this? Do you like the schedule the way it lines up, Leroy Butler?
I don't care. When you win 13 games, they're supposed to make it hard, right?
Okay.
Do y'all not know this?
It doesn't. Yeah, sure.
So
yeah.
Do you do it? Know this?
Yeah.
So you talking about playing on the Thursday and coming back and playing certain people? When you win 13 games, Steve and Garrett, they're going to make it hard for you. They're not going to give you a favorable
Most teams
schedule.
Have to go Thursday to Sunday.
Well, it don't matter.
And Sunday to Thursday. It's not just a Packer thing.
My thing is this. I understand that. We're in Packer country. I mean, if we was in Tampa, we'd say the same thing about them. I'm just saying, when you win 13 games and you go to the playoff, any playoff team, they're going to make it hard for you. They're going to make you do this, and this, and it is what it is.
I don't know if their schedule is that hard this year, is it?
I'm going to tell you why it's hard.
I haven't looked at that.
The Jets going to beat somebody. Okay? Atlanta is going to beat somebody. Detroit is not going to go 0-16. Matter of fact, they beat the Packers at the last game. Matter of fact, the last regular season game you played, I knew it was Garoppolo, but you lost to Detroit. You can't be looking over these teams. So y'all have fun. I'll sit back and enjoy the commentary.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's looking over any team. Who's looking over your team?
Just listen up. Hold on. Go ahead, Steve. Okay. Go to the phones or wherever you want to go.
We're just going over the schedule. That's what we were doing. Week 12 is the Packers at Philadelphia, coming off of the Thursday night game. Against the Tennessee. I thought you were just going to sit there.
I am sitting. I ain't said a word.
You said, yup.
What turned my mic off?
Just checking on you.
And all my million followers and listeners will leave.
Well, then you should have told me you didn't want to talk Packers today. We could have done Bucks.
Talking like you
We could have just
reads.
Avoided the Packers altogether.
Just go ahead, man.
I would have been fine with that.
I'll tell you the theme when you're done with week 60. I'll tell you the whole theme of the whole NFL.
At Philadelphia, week 12. On November 27th. So
back-to-back national championship.
No Thanksgiving Day game this year for the Green Bay Packers. I'm fine with that, considering you're going to get stuck playing on Christmas Day this year. But Sunday night at Philadelphia, is that worthy of prime time, Gary?
Oh, my God.
Philly was a playoff team last year, right?
They were, yep.
So maybe so.
Traded for A.J. Brown. So you got that coming back.
They got a lot to offer there. Yeah, I would say yes.
You look at that primetime lineup for that one. 3 o'clock games that week. Raiders at Seahawks. Rams at Chiefs. That probably could have been Sunday Night Football. 3:25 Saints at Niners. That's not worthy. Then Packers at Eagles. Monday night that week is Steelers at Colts. Thursday is obviously Thanksgiving, so you got those three games on Thanksgiving. Okay, then the next game, December 4th, week 13, at the Bears, a noon start, as it should be. Week 15, as Leroy pointed out yesterday, Monday Night Football, November 19th, 7:15 start at home.
Come on,
what did you point out yesterday,
against the Rams?
Steve?
That this game was on the 19th, 7:15 start. Remember, we had those 2 minutes that he talked about.
Did he like it or not?
No, he didn't say anything. He just said what it was.
I just broke the news. That's all.
Yeah, the only game he's really.
Was he overlooking it?
The only team he's really fired up about is the Cowboys, giving McCarthy.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, that's all he's focused on.
Yes, sir.
Steve, can you do me a favor, Steve?
Yeah, we can go to break.
Since he wasn't in on that, can you back it?
No.
Can you bag it up?
No, we don't need to.
Bag it up to him and McCarthy and just announce that game. We want to see if he
Keep going, Steve.
We can get, see if we can get Leroy Butler. See if we can get his take on it.
See, you don't need two guys doing it, just me. Keep going.
Yeah, okay.
Keep going.
Week 16 at the Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
And Tua, did you see that video that was posted on social media? Tua drops back. They're in shorts. Throws this long ball. And I don't know how far it was. But it was, ball was in the air forever.
Yeah.
And the other end is Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Who was sitting like he was waiting for a punt.
Photoshop.
And caught the ball. Brilliant. No, but my point was he didn't hit him in stride.
No,
he underthrew him so bad, Tyreek Hill had to stop and wait for the damn ball to get to him.
Well, but everybody was throwing Tyreek, though.
It's okay.
Everybody was throwing Tyreek.
Okay.
Everybody was throwing that dude.
Week 7.
And I knew folks was going to say something about that, too, when I saw it. They kept showing it over and over.
That was horrible. You
know he's going to get some slams.
Yeah, he is.
But folks don't know. Patrick Mahomes couldn't get that ball to Tyreek like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The cheater, man.
Packers home against the Vikings January 1st, New Year's Day. So
New Year's Day.
Not only do you get a Christmas Day game at Miami, you get a New Year's Day, a 3:25 start against the Minnesota Vikings at Lambeau, Gary, on New Year's, second to last game of the year.
Yeah. That's a good game. I mean, the Vikings are always going to be tough. Kirk Cousins and them, Leroy's homeboy.
Division decided by then, do you think?
Yeah. Jefferson ain't
no joke. It should be.
Yeah, so it won't mean much for the division then, probably.
Should be.
And then the last game of the year cracks me up, TBD, for Packers and Lions. They could have just put Sunday at noon. Why are we making it a TBD game for? I have no idea. But either way. So Packers-Lions, week 18, and that is your schedule.
Let me give you the theme, Steve. The Packers are America's team. They're on TV every week.
Every team is on TV every week.
You missed it.
Sorry.
Let's keep moving. And the other theme of the NFL was playing your former team. All these guys who go on these different teams, that's the theme. Carson, when the Commanders play the Eagles, Carson Wentz playing his former team. You're going to look at it every week. It's going to be blowing up former receivers or playing with this guy. It's going to be –
That's because they got so many people moving all over the place
right
now.
So many people moving, and that's a big deal for the NFL, so they're going to benefit. But the Packers are America's team. When they give you 2 7 o'clock games back-to-back, you're arguably America's team. People want to see you.
He is Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, C. Sparky, Pfeiffer, positive and negative from the Packers schedule.
When is the Super Bowl?
No idea. Ricardo in Toronto, Canada, you're next here on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Ricardo?
What's up, Ricardo?
Ricardo.
What's up? So, in regards to the schedule, the best part of the schedule is that we got a Sunday night game in Buffalo. I will be there.
Every
year I go to Buffalo. So, this year it happens I get to watch the Packers. And it's a night game, so I can watch the ESPN, get extra drinking in, make sure I'm not driving. It's going to be a good night. And negative, ain't nobody want to watch Miami Dolphins on Christmas Eve, on Christmas Day. We want snow, cold. We want some Christmas.
No, that's not true.
I bet you those Packer players are happy to be in Miami on Christmas Day.
Right. Listen, they get paid enough to get a little cold once in a while, okay? I don't care. I want to see snow and wind. I want to see snot coming out of the nose. I don't want to see people with, like, shorts on and, oh, my God, it's Christmas with pom-poms. It doesn't work. We want Home Alone, Packers football, and
Home
snow
Alone
on Christmas Day, all right? Yeah, man, Home Alone's the best Christmas movie, man. Come on now.
Home Alone's great Christmas movie. I'm with you on that.
He wasn't old enough
I like
to date,
Home Alone
though.
Too.
A grown man needs to be home with his family.
Thanks for the call.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm not into this weather thing no more. Hey, man, Jimmy Garoppolo came up and it was snowing in the fourth quarter. The wind was
sideways.
He's
just saying as a fan, he wants to see snow on Christmas Day watching
it on TV.
I'm
telling him as a player, I don't care. I want the Packers in the Super Bowl as in a climate control in Arizona. Listen, Tom Brady came up here too 2 years ago, okay? So it don't matter about the weather no more.
Nope.
So we don't need to be
right about that.
Hashtag pickle juice and all this stuff. It don't matter. Just win the game.
No
like,
question.
Get them bucks.
Have you guys heard about Rawhide Youth Services? Started up back in 1965 with the help of Bart and Sherry Starr. Rawhide has been helping at-risk youth in our communities since 1965. While they both have passed on, it is still going strong and still helping the youth in our community. All you have to do is donate your used car or truck to Rawhide Youth Services. Makes a huge impact for today, tomorrow, and the future. I've got family members that have done it as well in the past. Instead of selling their car for a couple $100 or whatever the case may be, They just let Rawhide do it. And the great thing about Rawhide is they're going to come to you. No matter where you're listening in the state of Wisconsin, they're going to come to you, get the car, and tow it right out of your driveway or your front yard or wherever the case, wherever the vehicle may be. They're going to come do it. And that is awesome. And give the gift of hope to kids and families that struggle the most in our communities. Now, the best thing is they handle your donation directly versus using, say, a third-party reseller. So all the funds they receive from your donation stays here in the state of Wisconsin to help build stronger families and better communities that are in desperate need of more vehicles. Call them today if you'd like to donate one of your vehicles. 1-800-RAWHIDE. 1-800-RAWHIDE. Or go to rawhide.org. It's just that simple.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. He's Sparky Fiverr, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. What are your thoughts on the Packers schedule? That's what we want to know from you right now. And don't forget, get that $5 Wendy's Biggie Bag. It's everything you've ever wanted in a bag. And get your choice of a double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT, plus four-piece nugs, small fries, and a small drink, all for just $5. Oh, that's value without compromise. Oh, yeah. Did I mention it's $5 still? For real, for five. Really, still just five. Get your Biggie Bag today.
Those two college students definitely splitting that.
U.S. price and participation may vary. So we went over the schedule there in the first half hour. Gary, your thoughts on this Packers schedule, positive and a negative?
I'm going to defer to the Packer Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler.
Go ahead, Steve. Just keep going.
Well, no, I went first on the Bucks topic. Yeah. So, yeah, this is a Packer topic for y'all.
Go to Twitter. Go to Twitter. Because Gary is just, I don't know. And why he ain't at work?
Yeah. I have no idea.
Butler.
Okay, yeah, so.
He should be at work, man.
Some of the stuff that I think was pointed out, which is really good. Andy Herman did a lot of stuff on Twitter and went over a lot of different things. Packers scheduling advantages. Extra rest due to Thursday night football before Packers-Eagles. Bye week before Packers-Rams. And then here are the disadvantages, according to Andy Herman from Packer Report, Pack-A-Day Podcast. Commanders play Thursday night football before Packer Commanders, which means they get extra rest. Bills bye week before Packers-Bills. Cowboys bye week before Packers-Cowboys. Dolphins one extra day of rest due to Packers playing on Monday Night Football the week before. Vikings extra day of rest before Week 17. I mean, that
he knows it is. Go ahead, finish your point.
But I think there is something to bye weeks being before, you know, the Bills and Cowboys game. Just like it's a Packers advantage that they get a bye week before the Rams, and the Rams have to play. Mm-hmm. That is a big deal for the Bills and Cowboys getting their bye weeks, especially McCarthy. You gave him 2 weeks now, and we know McCarthy's teams are normally pretty good coming off a bye week when he was in Green Bay, Leroy.
Dead child, please. McCarthy will find a way to mess it up. They should always do two bye weeks, what Gary advocated for, and they should know it. You know how to do the flex scheduling?
Yeah, at the end.
They can always crowbar in another bye week if they want to. They have enough weeks to do anything they want. But I think for the most part, this may be their best scheduling so far because so many guys are on different teams. But if I had one thing about the Packer officials, like I would, since I won the North and whatever, I want that first home opener in September. I'd rather that to be at home, September 11th. But they got to go to the Vikings. That's only because that's normally alumni weekend. So now it's the second week against the Bears. So everybody wants to open up at home. You can't. But I think when you win your division, you should open up at home. And that's just what I think. I don't mean I'm correct. Because that's the benefit of winning your division carried over for next year. You get your first game at home. So it's almost like homecoming. But now it kind of like the Brewers played, what, 11 games on the road before they came back here on the 14th, something like that. It kind of took away from it a little bit. But for us, it still was a home opener. So I would think that, and their thinking was, no, I want to make it difficult for you to win that North again. I'm going to put you on the road, and I'm going to give you two divisional opponents out of the box. So going to Minnesota is, you know, they lost that game last. Well, I would say they gave it away because they had a chance to get turnovers and didn't do it. That's a place they haven't won, you know. But it's a different staff now, so it's you have to, almost like a reset. So they're probably thinking, okay, but I get your point. But a division game on the road, we're supposed to make it difficult for you because you don't won 40 games in 3 years. We're not going to just give you like. Because I remember back when we played Steve, it used to be, I don't know about Gary and them. We always looked at, do we get three at home and three on the road? It's the first thing you look at. That's the first thing. Players, correct. First thing we look. Three at home, three away. Okay, great. After that. Can I keep it 100?
I would assume you do every day.
I'm looking at these quarterbacks, man. Yeah. Trash, good. Okay. Hall of Famer. Trash. Okay. Trash. Okay, man. We 12-4.
He wasn't really looking at the schedule when he did that, just for clarification.
No, I just did. Yeah. Just,
if people's that's listening, what we did going, in the 90s. Wow, he said that guy's trash.
Yeah, they got to keep up. That was in the 90s. I say when I played.
Yeah.
If they don't know when I played, they can wait till August the 4th through the 7th, and I think they kind of catch them up to that. Right, Steve?
I think so.
So in the 90s, we would look at this schedule, and we only did this allegedly in the defensive back room. We didn't. The office, I don't even know if they know we did it. We look at the quarterback, Steve. Oh, God, trash. Put your catcher's mitt on. Oh, Hall of Famer, Steve Young, we got to step it up. Troy Aikman, you know, it was just for giggles.
Well, Tremont Williams, I think, gave you the transparency on that. Then Tremont says, we're going to make Jay Cutler be Jay Cutler or something.
That was Woodson, I thought. Didn't Woodson say Jay's going to be Jay or something like that?
Tremont said it, too.
Tremont, too. They both did that.
They both said it on live TV.
Yeah. At some point, he's going to have to try to win, and we're going to make him force him to do it, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of defensive players think that way. Offensive players, no.
Yeah, they're a little bit smarter. Right.
So offensive players don't go, this defense you can run against, that defense we can throw.
We do,
because you have to have a game plan, but – still, it's the defense as a whole. They're talking about a quarterback.
Yeah, we're talking about a particular quarterback. But Gary, what I think Steve is saying, when you saw the schedule, say you're in the locker room now, OTAs.
Well, we know he's got tough defenses, yeah.
Yeah, what's tough defense? Hey, man, I'm going to put up 200 on these boys.
Right.
And I think fans can – I think it's refreshing to know that guys talk with a lot of hyperbole. No surprise based on what I'm saying. But we would – look at guys and say they're quarterback. And I think you could do that now and see if you got a quarterback, you're going to win a lot of these games, you're going to the playoffs. Expectation is for you to go to the playoffs.
But that don't always work out.
Absolutely.
Because Garoppolo beat us, and he tried to give it to us, and we couldn't take advantage of it. Yeah, you think of the quarterbacks that we played in the NFC Championship game? I mean, was it Kaepernick 1 year? Garoppolo? Who else? Well, Brady, of course.
Was Kaepernick a championship game? But it was playoff same
Russell
thing.
Russell Wilson.
Gave that to him. He's a Hall of Famer, though, right?
Russell Wilson?
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. Oh, yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You don't think so, Steve?
Oh, he's definitely Hall of Famer.
I don't know, man.
He's still playing, too.
Yeah, no. He's a very good quarterback. We'll see what he does in Denver. And
if Russell Wilson's a Hall of Famer, then Matthew Stafford's a Hall of Famer.
I knew that's where that was going
to
go.
Well, he went to – Russell went to two.
Only won one, though. Yeah. He's only got one as well.
He only won – Stafford only won one. He got to get to another.
Russell's got one. Brett's got one. Stafford's got one.
Aaron Rodgers got one.
Rodgers got one. Yeah. Bunch of dudes have won.
Brad Johnson.
Yep.
I mean, Flacco.
Doug Williams.
You said Flacco, right?
Doug Williams. I didn't say Flacco, but Flacco.
Flacco.
He got paid a ton of
him. Hey, man. You can get that and win it. That's why Gary's been trying to tell people, it's hard to go to a Super Bowl. It's not as easy as you think.
Baltimore just started money on fire when they paid Flacco.
He was worth it for that era.
Ryan tweets at Big Show Network, positive. Finish up the season with 3 out of 4 games at home. I agree. I like that as well. Not a lot of travel towards the end. Plus, you have a bye week in the month of December. Now, I'm assuming, Leroy, you would like the bye week closer to week 8 than at the end of the season, especially when it's an 18-week season.
Well, yes. I would like it 8 or 9, But having it so late, you can almost like get another rest week for guys who are banged up, because everybody's banged up at that point.
Oh, I want to follow up on this because I just thought of it. So they had the opportunity to have their bye week after London. It would have been earlier, obviously. It would have been October. They said, no, we passed.
Yeah, right, right.
So
right.
You made the international trip.
Yeah.
So what was your schedule like then that next week? Do you remember?
Well, I really don't. But I do remember they were saying the jet lag going back. And they
but did you play the next week?
I would assume. I think that was preseason, though. When we played, that was preseason.
So it wasn't a regular season game. So it wouldn't
matter. Yeah, it was preseason.
So it wouldn't
matter. No, no, no. Your point is still correct, though, because you're still coming back in your body. You got to play another preseason game.
Yeah, but the starters, y'all didn't play that much anyhow, probably. See, look at him smiling.
Full disclosure, I didn't even want to practice, man.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm like Ryan Brown.
So it didn't matter.
I want to take a few swings.
You weren't playing 4 quarters, coming back and playing 4 quarters, is my point.
But somebody did, though. Well, I don't want to discount that.
A lot of the younger players
need it.
Yeah, y'all didn't care about those kids anyhow. It didn't really matter.
Well, we
bruise and batter. You're like, hey, man.
We do care. They're our teammates.
Get after it, Rook. You'll be fine.
I want them to make the team to get that $500,000.
Once the season starts, you'll have all kinds of time to rest those bruises. No problem.
I'm just saying, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to discount another guy's.
No, yeah. You don't have to. I will. He's Leroy Butler. He's Sparky Fiverr. Gary Ellerson. It is the Wendy's Big Show. More positive and negative. A bunch of tweets coming in. We'll read some of those.
I will.
That's right. That's next here on the Big Show.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. The Sparky Fiverr, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, the Hall of Famer here as well.
Can you stop doing that? He's latched onto it now. You got
to. He just wants to go with it. I think Dennis Crosby should introduce you that way on Monday on the next Spectrum News 1.
Then Gary will be doing it.
Then he'll do it on that show too?
Nah.
You think so?
Yeah. It's like, because I'm like his hero, so everything that
is
like,
that what it is?
Yeah, so... I just couldn't spell his name right when he was my best man.
Gray.
That was on live radio, too.
It sure was. okay, so here's another one that happened in the
Gary just played along.
Leroy dyslexic. He don't know he's dyslexic.
I know, right?
Hey, here's another one from the Packers schedule that happened during McCarthy's era a couple of times, and that is the idea of three straight road games.
Yeah, now, that's what we had talked about.
Right,
yeah.
At Washington, at Buffalo, but that's a primetime game. Yeah. And then at the Lions. But the Lions, yes, it's a road game, but I mean,
be careful.
You get up, you get
they
down
play hard,
in the air, and it's
be
done.
Be careful.
I know that, but I'm just saying the flight and all that isn't that much.
It's
like
a quick
flying
flight,
to Washington, that's going to take something out of you, maybe. Flying to Buffalo, that may take something out of you. Yeah. Detroit, I mean, by the time you get up in the air, it's time to come back down.
Full disclosure, it takes nothing out of you. We travel so good because
what takes nothing out of you? Flights?
Travel.
Really?
Hey, man, I got my own role. Back then, we had the little DVD player things that you put it in the DVD. Some millennials listen.
I still have it.
DVDs.
I still have it.
And we get on the plane, they give us like 50 wings. Mine were miles, and they would give us adult drinks, but you know, beer. But I didn't drink. I would give it to
Frankie. I know. Yeah.
So I'm like, travel pretty good. You wake up, you're there if you want to sleep. And all the way in the back in the corner, we play a little spades, a little poker, allegedly. And then it's perfect. Big old plane to yourself. You walk upstairs, downstairs. So they travel well, trust me.
Huh. All right. Very good. I thought there was something to that whole travel jet lag thing. And
depends
all
on how far you go.
Depends on.
The London trip is an issue.
Yeah, but that plane is amazing. You can lay back.
It is. But it's the time change was really what affects you.
What the food I'm going to eat at 10 hours.
It's your sleep pattern and your time change.
Take the same when I land. It's all mental.
Well, what about and again, the Pro Bowl y'all didn't care about, but that's a significant time difference. That's like 4 hours or whatever it is.
You're going to Hawaii.
Yeah, but you're on brother-in-law time because there ain't nobody doing
it. No, it's a thing to get there. But still.
I mean, no. But I mean, you're not really playing the game.
It's
relaxed. They play harder than they do now.
Yeah, I love when Leroy and they play a little harder, but it's still.
Oh, yeah, we did, Gary. Yeah, we played
it's
hard.
It's more relaxed. Yeah.
You played a lot harder than they do now.
Yeah, it's flagged now.
Yeah.
It is. That's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
What I saw last year.
That's embarrassing.
Yes.
It was the absolute worst Pro Bowl in the history of Pro Bowls.
I know. Brock looked at me and said, "Dad, when they start doing that?" I go, "I don't know."
Now Brock said, "I can play now, Dad."
Well, he probably said that.
Yeah.
I go, "Yeah, only in that game. Don't think about regular season."
Yeah, not regular. Right. Or the playoffs.
Now the question is, does Aaron Rodgers have the most pressure to take his team to the Super Bowl? God. Dan Orlovsky's the one that brought it up. Don't be mad at us.
That don't mean we got to talk about it.
We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.